My dearly beloved in Christ, the two summer months of July and August prove to be the devil's most productive of the year in the fight for our souls. For some reason, many seem to leave behind modesty, fidelity, their prayers, their nearness to God, which they practiced during the earlier months of the year. God, who has perhaps been at the top of their priority list, is shifted and replaced by unrestricted fun and excitement of the summer season. His laws have become faint memories in the minds of many as they shelf God's commandments for the summer, forgetting that his laws are never out of season. Further in the summer, when we're surrounded by more intense temptations than the rest of the year, and we need to pray more, it's then that more prayers are skipped. It's also a fact that most sudden and unexpected deaths occur in the summertime, a time in which many are least prepared. Therefore, it's not surprising that Our Lady showed the children of Fatima a vision of hell on July 13th, 1917. Holy Mother Church realizes that we all need a vacation, relaxation, and recreation, but she also knows that true and lasting happiness and joy never come from sin. Sin may bring instant passing pleasure, but it also exacts a heavy price of guilt, shame, and punishment. We cannot change our loving submission to God's will or our modesty standards just because it's the summer. It'd be very wise to make frequent confessions a routine, especially during the summer months. This is the best way to keep from habitual sin. Just as the spear of the Roman soldiers cut its savage slash across the Sacred Heart of Jesus as he hung upon the cross, so too every serious sin carves its own gash across the heart of the sinner. Now, if the sinner goes to confession and is sincere, he can leave there his guilt, but he cannot leave there the gash, that is, the effects of his sin upon his character and his soul. My dearly beloved in Christ, the primary means of grace are prayer and the sacraments. We can pray at any time and in any place, even if it's simply and silently lifting our hearts and minds to God. In a crisis, we need supernatural aid, and we can get that by prayer. We must never neglect our morning and night prayers in the rosary, for they strengthen us against the temptations which we daily encounter. Prayer will help us only if we take the necessary steps to remove ourselves from occasions of sin, persons, places, and things that easily lead us into sin. An occasion of sin is like a forest fire. To some, it holds a special attraction and excitement. We draw closer as it tempts us with its brilliance. Foolishly, we think we're in control and that we can withdraw at will unscathed. However, in a flash of a moment, the wind can change, or a cinder may ignite the area where we stand, leaving us in peril. And that's what happened to several firefighters this week in Colorado. In this situation, many have died because then it's too late to escape. Any sin begins with a concentration of our thought, some mental picture. In ordinary temptations or occasions of sin, God always offers us an escape, a way to get away from them. However, we must not place ourselves into unnecessary occasions of sin. My dearly beloved in Christ, temptation is necessary for our spiritual progress because it clearly demonstrates our weakness and our dependence upon God's assistance. Temptations also prevent pride from becoming master over us. When we rely too much upon ourselves and too little upon our dear Lord, we allow ourselves to be caught in the devil's snares. Unmindful of our own miserable weakness, We expose ourselves to dangerous occasions of sin and then easily fall into it. What sins are we not capable of committing when left to ourselves? An excellent example of this fact is furnished by us by St. Peter, who said to our Lord, "Though all men shall be scandalized in thee, I shall never be scandalized." To show how insignificant a being man is when he relies upon himself, the Lord did not use as a medium a king or a prince, but merely the voice of a maidservant. One moment, St. Peter was willing to give his life for our Lord, and the next, he denied all knowledge of him and swore to it. My dearly beloved in Christ, since we're engaged in an intense spiritual battle for the salvation of our mortal soul, the devil attacks us from all angles. Demons try to cause as much spiritual damage as they can. These demons constantly try to sabotage the efforts of holy souls also. When we're tempted to sin, demons try to make it look good and appealing, just as Satan tempted Eve to eat the forbidden fruit. They don't tell us that sin contains a poison pleasure. When we consent to mortal sin, there's enough poison to kill the life of grace in your soul. Venial sin contains less poison, but it makes us spiritually sick and weak. Therefore, we must recognize, know, and stay away from the devil's traps. My dearly beloved in Christ, there's so many bad movies, we must avoid them. There are horrible movies and television shows. Stop drinking so much or abusing drugs. They lead to seduction, losing control of our senses, and doing things we'll later regret. Stop looking at porn on the internet. Stop following the crowd. Hang around good people. The same with teenagers. Hang around good teens and not bad teens. Stop wearing revealing clothing. Don't stare at others with lust and perversion. My dearly beloved in Christ, remember the demons know our vulnerability. Idleness leaves us open and an easy prey for temptation. Therefore, stay busy by being charitable to others by prayer or work. Depression also makes one open to temptation by leading a person to drink alcohol, use drugs, or engage in sinful acts of the flesh. Sincere prayers to the Blessed Virgin Mary and our guardian angel to help us, as well as meditating on our Lord's sufferings out of love for us, are all helpful means to aid us. My dearly beloved in Christ, in moments of temptation, dangerous things appear very attractive to us, and hence the greater need of grace. This is one of the most important things we need to remember. In moments of temptation, dangerous things appear attractive to us, and hence the greater need of grace. The devil lies to us and tries to make us ignore the terrible consequences of sin. My dearly beloved in Christ, we should never forget that prayer will render the devil helpless when he's attacking us by temptation. We should accustom ourselves when we're tempted to call upon our Lord and His Holy Mother, especially by repeating the holy names of Jesus and Mary. In order to successfully resist the snares of the devil, we must fortify ourselves by frequent confession, the frequent reception of Holy Communion, persevering prayer, penance, self-denial, and devotion to Mary. The use of sacramentals like holy water, rosary, scapulars, etc. are very helpful. We must learn the weakness of our character and then avoid the occasions of sin that would allow the devil to exploit our weakness. So just a repeated story. I gave this, read this story many, many years ago. But I also used it when I was teaching school. It was one of, kids really loved this story. So Frankie Sullivan, a 15-year-old boy, went for a bicycle ride in a Denver park. It was a fine summer day, just the right kind of day for a ride through the park. The boy stopped for a while to watch a ball game, and then after he rested, he decided to go home. As he was riding along the path near the gates of the park, Frankie thought he heard a strange noise behind him. The boy kept right on riding. He turned his head, and was he surprised? Coming down the path after Frankie was a lion. Frankie was terrified. A real, live lion was coming after him. What could he do? Well, there's only one thing that Frankie could do, and he did it. He pedaled his bike as fast as he could. If he only could get to the corner drugstore, or somebody could help him. 1,000 terrible thoughts flashed through his mind in an instant. He didn't dare look back to see if the lion was still behind him. Was the lion very close to him? Frankie didn't know it, but the lion was coming right after him. Frankie didn't take any chances. He hurried as fast as he could. He passed through the gates of the park and reached the drugstore. He jumped off his bike, ran into the store, slammed the door behind him, and shouted at the top of his voice, "Help! A lion is after me. A lion is after me." At first, the man in the drugstore didn't believe Frankie. "A lion is after you," he said in a surprise. "What do you mean? There are no lions in here." "A lion in the city of Denver?" "Yes, yes," called out Frankie as he pointed out the window. "There's a lion out there, and that lion's after me." The old man hurried to the window, and sure enough, there was a lion pawing Frankie's bicycle, a lion right in front of that man's store. Well, it didn't take very long for that man to call the Humane Society and then for some help. They came quickly and subdued the beast with tranquilizers. The lion was taken back to its cage in the zoo from which it had escaped. After all the excitement was over, the 15-year-old boy said a devout prayer of thanksgiving. My dearly beloved in Christ, this is a true story which was recorded in the Denver newspaper many years ago. A lion did chase Frankie Sullivan. The New Testament refers to various qualities of a lion, its cruelty and its ravenous hunger, which are described in terms of a roaring lion seeking its prey, are attributed to St. Peter, to man's adversary, the devil. The devil is always after someone, trying to cause him to fall into sin. St. Peter writes in his first epistle, "Be sober, be watchful. For your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, goes about seeking someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith. Be on your guard. When the devil tempts you to sin, remember that the lion is very close to you. When you commit venial sin, the lion has his paw on you. If you commit a mortal sin, the lion has got you. Don't let that happen. The devil is not your friend. He's a lion from hell seeking the eternal damnation of your immortal soul. Keep away from him. Run away from him when he tempts you. And pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.